Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right, Big Bang, today is Monday. It is January 17th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports, Snake Draft Monday. We are joined by a second-time guest, the asteroid man himself, Barstool Nate. Nate, how are you?
Yo, I still get shit. I don't know.
Deserved
about
shit.
The asteroid pick.
Deserved shit.
It's a good pick in hindsight.
I think every draft should have an outside the box pick, like not a pander pick, not like a I think people will like this one, just like a one to make you think pick. And that was it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure.
Yeah, it won one might have been a little ambitious for that, but
let me call it who's third overall.
Oh, it wasn't 1-1.
Yeah, it was third overall.
I thought, well, first rounder still a little ambitious.
This is how I would describe it: right size, wrong shape. The thought process, great. The pick itself.
I like that.
Awful.
Say it one more time.
But we've all had our
say it one more time.
Right size, wrong shape. It was an old Hawk quote. When they hit a ball, gone but foul.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Okay. I think the rest of my draft is getting overshadowed. I think I had a good draft that time, but I was a little optimistic that people would be like, oh, good pick, asteroid. I don't know. It's fine.
No, I hear you. Yeah, it's fine. You know, certainly been worse picks. There's certainly been worse picks. Congratulations to Big Cat. He won the dog draft. Tough look for Chief. Dog guy.
Wait,
who won? He won it. Oh, White Sox Dave won.
What are you talking about? Not only did I win it, I won it in astonishing
fashion. Did you smoke him?
I had like 56%.
Sorry, I was so focused on making fun of Chief that he didn't make the poll.
You can make fun of me all you want. So. Your word matters. I mean, at nothing.
That's not what people thought.
Yeah, but like the people are lemmings. Like I picked real dogs.
Oh, so,
dogs that are real actors.
Do you agree with that? He's saying the voters that voted for you are lemmings.
I don't agree with it because
none of you guys picked real dogs.
Arguably a 1-1 pick in the fourth round.
Have fun.
It's movie TV dogs. It's not
dogs.
It
wasn't real dogs.
Well, although I picked the best dogs available because then they're real dogs.
I love real dogs too.
No, you don't.
My apologies. Congratulations. I feel like you haven't won in 2 years.
No, I won. I've actually had, I want to say, 3 wins in the last like 2.5 months. I have.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to me.
You did a good job.
So
Goofy's a cop.
I was three cheat out of my mind. And I saw the graphic for who should be left off the poll, and I had like Chief had all the fucking points to get left off, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Who the fuck is White
You're
Fang?
Fucked up.
These fucking lemmings and
White Fang's great.
I don't even know who White Fang
is. That's your problem. You would like that movie.
Is that the one we started watching here?
I don't know.
Congratulations though, David. Besides that, we would like to say as well, this is the 99th draft that we've done. 99. That's a lot of drafts.
We got to go big for
next week.
Centennial
will be 100. Okay, so please go to @DogWalkBarstool on Twitter and Instagram. There will be a voting system where you guys will vote for your favorite 25 drafts, and joining us in the draft for next week. So it'll be pretty cool.
All right.
So go check that out.
Do you have a category yet?
It's just going to be best drafts. So we're just going to draft our favorite drafts. So
that we've done. And you can't come in here and be like, oh, I like the 1998 NFL draft when Ryan Leaf.
Correct. That we've done. Out of the 100, so we're narrowing it down, we're drafting a quarter of them. And then the fifth, there won't be a guest. The guest will be the audience. And then they will slot in, and whoever gets the percentage point, they'll randomize a pick, and we'll do it that way.
Yeah. Can I be more clear about that?
Yeah,
so
please.
What's the link again?
Dog Walk Barstool on Twitter and Instagram. He will, our producer Tom and Harry will have this all figured out.
So a form is going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, you guys respond. It's a survey. You're going to give your top 10, I think.
Top 25.
Top 25.
Yeah, but you won't be ranking them. You're just going to be picking.
Picking what you like.
So we got to figure out the pool.
Let's just say this. We're working on this.
Right.
This will be out. What you're going to do is you're going to pick your favorite drafts and based on the number. So it's important that you participate and you make your picks.
Correct. It'll be cool.
Anyone who's ever dreamed to be a part of a snake draft, now's your chance.
Yes, if it works. It probably won't work somehow, but anyways.
I don't follow. so I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Really? It's a survey. It's easy. An online survey.
All right, but
and
like,
it has a list of our 100. Yeah. So if and I listen, randomized. And I'm going to go and yep. I'm going to say, here's my 10 favorite. I'm going to take, obviously, I'm going to take Adam Sandler side characters. I'm going to take the villain strat. Yeah, and, yeah. And then I'm going to hit submit.
And then if the
and
audience.
And then that form goes yeah. into a database. And the more these come in,
yeah.
now you're going to take. Which one got mentioned the most?
And if yeah. the audience is the fourth pick, then after the third pick,
they'll
Tom
just take
will,
whatever
Tom
on top
will
the
make
list.
The selection.
It's like anyone who comes in with okay. a limit. Right. So it would be like an, it's like an auto draft.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Let
yeah.
okay.
him speak.
It's like if you come in yeah. and you have your list of things that you wanted to draft. Each one of you guys come in with like your list.
Mm-hmm.
The audience has their list, but it's just like a survey of percentages. So I'm gonna be crossing off things that get taken, and then whatever the highest is available. Come the audience's pick turn. I'll give that as
I'm with you now. It's a fantasy football, but somebody left it on auto draft, and that's
correct.
Yes, yes,
correct. Yeah,
okay.
Correct. We'll figure it out.
That's a good
I
way
hope.
To think of it. Yeah,
maybe we might not, but we're gonna try.
Well, yeah, no, no, we're doing it. Yeah. We committed right now.
Shout out
Ken
Jack.
Don't take it back.
He set it up for
Ken
me.
Ken Jack's helping.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Ken right. Jack will be able to figure that out. Good. No problem.
I'm happy to hear that.
Well, so will I, Dave.
Well, you seem nervous now that this is going to fail.
Well, it's no, just like
I didn't follow the crosstalk of everything going on. If someone had just said the audience has a fantasy football auto draft setting, then I'm in. I got it. It's a great idea.
Okay. Let's do it. Today is the freakout draft. Meltdowns, you could name it. Obviously, there was a big one last week at this company, so it's in line with that.
What happened?
I don't know. I think people are talking about it a little bit. There are five subcategories in the freakout draft. One is celebrity, one is reality TV, one is sports, one is barstool, and one is viral video. Okay, simple enough. Let's do order before we go. Keep going. Nate, Harry has a number 1 through 5 behind his back. What number is it?
5.
Yes,
it is 5. Nate.
Wow. I want pick 3.
Okay, Nate. Carl, 1 through 4.
3.
No.
2.
Yes.
I'll
take the 4th spot.
Okay. Wait, what did you pick, Nate?
He's picking 3rd.
He picked 3rd.
Okay, I'm sorry. 1 through 3. Dwight Sox, Dave.
That's stupid.
3.
Should I take
no.
2.
No.
Yes.
Carl.
1.
Yes.
All right. 1 or 2. White Sox. Dave.
Wait, 1. Well, you got. What does he want?
Oh,
I was
I
saying
said 1.
We have
oh,
to say
I thought
one.
You said yes. I assume that.
Clean the potatoes out of yours today, Ed.
I mean, I'm.
Damn.
I'm gonna pick 2nd overall.
Okay. 1 or 2. White Sox. Dave.
1.
No.
2.
Yes.
Damn. Mm. Tough. I'm going to take number 1 overall. That will make White Sox Dave number 5. Okay, so the order is Eddie, Carl, Nate, Chief, White Sox Dave. Is that correct?
Hey, quick question
yes.
for you experts. How long do you guys spend like in the lab prepping for these drafts? Or do you prep less now that you've done so many?
It depends on the draft. Like yeah. this one, you yes. have to... I had to prepare a lot for this one, but if it's like best baseball players, like obviously 5 minutes.
I wish I had prepped more for this one.
This is a tough one. This one you had to do some homework on.
Yeah, I spent like 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Wow. So like this is, wow. but like here, this was a tough one. Like you do have to prep, but like chips, you're like, you know,
yeah,
you know
chips.
Chips.
Yeah.
Some are easier than others.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, so here we go. The freakout draft is underway. I have the number 1 pick. I'm between 2 things, and it's tough, Dave.
I know it's tough.
It's tough. All right, I'm gonna go with sports, and I think it's pretty blatant that nobody's freaked out more than Ron Artest at the Malice at the Palace. So, you charge the stands. Granted, he had reason to.
He's misunderstood.
But that's a freak out. I'm sorry.
It's misunderstood.
No, he freaked out, all right. He freaked out. I mean, that we've talked about the documentary on whatever platform, and that guy that threw that cup that hit him square in the tits was a one in a million shot, and he didn't hesitate before he like did one of those ninja kick jumps off the table and was in those fucking stands. Zero hesitation, unbelievable freak out.
It's a moment that all of us in this room will never forget, right? It's one of the most memorable sports memories we have from our childhood, whatever. And it's just forever burned in our brain as like, holy fuck. That's what happens when shit hits the fan.
Is it any different, too, that these were two good fucking teams at the time? We're not talking about bottom dwellers. Yeah, yeah, we're not talking about nobodies. This isn't like...
talk about a good player.
These are good good players, good teams. I think they had played in the Eastern Conference Finals the year before against each other. Like, there's a lot of fucking... these are good fucking historic... not historic, but you know what I'm saying.
Now,
there's,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Doesn't
I mean, the, with all the suspensions that both teams had... didn't Rick Carlisle, he's like, we would have 1,000% won it all that year.
That's what Reggie Miller says.
Or was
too.
It Reggie Miller? Yeah. Like, but they completely got gutted because of the suspensions.
Yeah, and then they brought some of the guys back at the end when they appealed. I think Jermaine O'Neal was allowed to play in the playoffs, but it was just like, it was so disjointed.
That
it
was a shock.
Yeah.
Right.
Nate, what do you think about that one?
Good pick. I had it on my list for a second rounder. Okay. Because I think it's an interesting look into this draft where that was the Malice at the Palace and you picked one guy, even though there were multiple people involved. But yeah, Ron Artest, it's a good pick. I don't know, but good pick.
To me, it was his meltdown. Like, he was the one, he lit the match. So you guys like the pick?
Yeah. Yep. I think that's, you
know. There is a clip where I think he slips while he's going for a punch on the fan.
O'Neal.
I think that was Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, that was Jermaine O'Neal. Yeah. Okay, That's a, if that spill of water isn't there, Jermaine O'Neal kills that man.
Oh, he's out cold and he's never playing again and out millions of dollars, maybe doing fucking time.
I don't think Nate's wrong when he's like, it could have been like a murder.
It could have been lethal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you hit him right, fuck yeah.
I'm cool with it. I hope the other one I wanted gets back to me. But Ron Artest, Malice at the Palace is number one overall. Carl, you are up.
I have one that I would really like to take. But I am also going to hope that it gets back to me. I'm going to take the Cody Parkey video. That's my video.
But that little fucking cocksucker from South Florida can't make a goddamn fucking tick for his fucking life. I mean, how much fucking money we got to pay this fucking cocksucker?
That's obviously I'm taking this. Even now when I go back and watch it, I'm just like, wow, I'm really mad. I'm very mad about this. When Rico snapped the other day, I kind of felt like, oh, wait a second. Like, I know how mad. Now, this wasn't that mad because I was still doing content. And, like, we were on camera. Like, Dante had posted it recently of, like, you and I were literally on camera for, like, 5 minutes leading up to the kick. So it wasn't like as, oh, this just happened out of nowhere. Like, we were on camera there to react to the field goal. So there is this element of, like, of course I'm going to be extra mad because I'm doing my job. But even so, as I go back and watch it, I'm like, holy fuck. I don't know if I can get that mad now. Now that I've seen it and it's gone, well, maybe I probably still can. But I want it. I think the Barstool category is that the Barstool category? That's the Barstool category.
I don't know. I would have said viral video, to be honest. But
I think it could be even sports, honestly. Like,
No.
Sports. I think if you work at Barstool, it's a Barstool video.
True, but that was so viral. But honestly, I would let you pick.
I would like it as my Barstool freak out. I also don't. I don't want like that's. That's my Barstool freak out.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Does anybody have any objections?
No. Yeah,
sports is like
I mean, it's. I think there's an argument to be made. It could be a sports video, but
this is also Barstool, like the 20th time I've drafted this video in our draft.
What'd you say, Tom?
I thought sports video meant like it came from like a coach or a manager. Like,
correct. That's right. Correct.
That's all my game plan. Yeah.
All right. So it's your. I could have been either, but Barstool works. Nate, you're up.
All right. I'm gonna go into the celebrities category, and take maybe the best on air freak out of all time. Bill O'Reilly. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Can we play that clip? Do we have the ability to do this?
Probably not.
Fuck. But,
it's
How do you spell O'Reilly?
It's unreal. I drafted this in the viral video draft, and it was I love this one. It's just such a fucking classic. And the way he's such a professional when he snaps out of it, it's something else.
It's always quoted. It always gets a laugh. I went back and watched it again last night, and you're right. He's screaming. They count him down from five, and he's just like, and here's Bono singing us out. It's a phenomenal video.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anybody dislike
it? The lead up's great. The build up, the pressure, come on, let's get it right. Come on. You know, he's like barking orders, and it's just like, it doesn't hit. The teleprompter's not working. He can't read it. You can see the man break and shatter in the moment.
Like, oh.
Fuck it!
He is so fucking pissed. Like, that's in like an accumulation of a whole bunch of stuff too. You could tell, like, life, personal issues, dog shit on the fucking living room carpet this morning. Traffic was bad getting into work, and like that was the light to how the match was lit.
Yeah,
and just an all time freak out.
He's so mad,
yeah. And he's hosting Inside Edition, and he just absolutely hates the producers. Obviously, like. He's their boss, and they're giving him such a hard time, and he snapped.
And what's funny, what he comes back with, like, the line wasn't that long, so he did it perfectly without the teleprompter. So, I don't know. It's a fascinating freak out. Who's that? Who did that? Bill O'Reilly, do it live. Good pick. I enjoy it. Chief, you're up.
I'm between a few, too. I'm going with my most memorable. This will be my celebrity category. It's from an award show. Kanye just going up on stage and stealing the spotlight and stealing the moment from Taylor Swift. I think that was at the Grammys. Yeah. And what year
VMAs.
Was it?
The VMAs. It was VMAs.
Beyonce
Knowles had the best music video of the entire year, and he just grabbed it from her, and Taylor Swift's like, is this part of the show? And she's just like super confused.
And I also feel like Kanye, at least from a perception standpoint, was never the same. Like, he was never, like, he's gone, like, perpetually a little bit more crazy, it seems like, all the time. And, like, that was the moment where it was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And then he just never recovered. So, I would say that was, I've never seen anything else like that in an award show in my years. So I'll go with Kanye in that spot.
And it was against, like, the Golden Girl, like, the prissy little, you know,
I feel like it's getting ready Taylor to say. No,
it's
like
a historic moment, but on the pantheon of Kanye freakouts, it's like almost tame at this point. Like
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be like the negative Nancy of the draft. Yeah. I didn't even have that on my board. I didn't either. Like,
it's gonna be a long day.
I think like I think when I think freakout, like losing your mind, snapping, yelling.
Yes.
I mean he kind of got a little wonky, but is that a freak out? I don't know.
Yeah, like he was just kind of.
I'm not here to poo poo.
You're allowed to poo poo.
You're allowed to poo poo.
Please, all the poo poo. Dave will have no hesitation poo pooing on anybody. So
that's true. I'll poo poo if I think I need to poo poo.
Carl, you have not given an opinion.
I think it's fine. What VMAs?
It was it was one of the music.
I mean, it's probably a bad idea. Well, it's a very memorable moment, but not memorable enough for me to even remember which award show it was at. So, yeah, I got some regrets. This is going to be an uphill battle.
I think the bigger VMA freakout was when Rage Against the Machine climbed up the set.
We don't give away picks.
Nate, we can't give away picks.
I mean, that's suspension worthy.
Nate.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. And I'd rather have you take the asteroid in the second round.
Loud videos all over the place.
Well, I was trying to play the Bill clip, and I had some other audio in the background.
It's all right. Because he's not even like, it's almost like he just like, it was an out-of-body experience. Like, he's trying to let everyone know that Beyonce had the best album of all time.
Yeah, to me, like, that is a freak out. Like, when you just have no control.
I think that's, like brutal manners and, like, you're oblivious to the world. Like, hey, dude, like, that's common. Like, that's not common courtesy.
Like, say it in a fucking.
I think if you lose your mind, that's a freak out.
Could be. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
first round, no way.
All right.
Like, it was super memorable, but, like, it lasted like 10 seconds and like,
so what's
there
your
was not really
yeah.
any voices raised like my guy. I wanted the number one pick so bad to draft this video because it's one of my all-time favorite viral videos. I'm going Bagel Boss Guy.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Dude. Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
That's a great one. Little midget. Well, he's not even a midget, but that little
No, I think
dude,
he probably legally is.
I don't think there is a legal.
White Sox,
no,
if you're a man under 5 feet, I didn't see this one coming.
That's a good
the
one.
The Bagel Boss video is, for my money, the best freak out of all time. He's challenging dudes fucking four times his size. But do you want to go, dude? Do you want to go? And it's all over fucking bagels. And like, he kind of had a little wave of success. I know he didn't handle it well at all. But like, everybody was talking about that guy. He was in the limelight and he lost his fucking mind. And then he just got fucking dismantled in the bagel shop.
Yeah.
By that guy who's like, dude, you're the size of one of my fucking legs.
Fantastic pick. Fantastic.
Great pick. As a former short, I had sympathy for the Bagel Boss guy.
Well, he can't move half his body at a stroke.
Honestly, David, I'm very impressed with you right now, and I'm mad at myself. It wasn't on my list.
I can't believe that. I thought that you would have 1,000% taken that number one, and that's why when we had the coin flip between and five, I was like, fuck, my draft's tanked.
Wasn't there an element somewhere in that video, like he can't get laid? Or
yes, that's what, like that. The girls told him that he should be dead, and I was like, that's fucked up.
That's what he said.
I bet you he probably heard that and stuck with him.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. You're right. I thought he said someone said that in the shop. But, yeah, he said someone has said
right.
that to him.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy was nuts. Then everybody found his fucking YouTube channel, and he was, like, a huge asshole. I think he might have had some, like serious problematic shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he would, like, record people, like, shoveling it. I don't know. He was just wild. He was just a wild guy.
I mean, like, if you were actually a midget, and there could be a legal definition, but I'm talking like scientifically a midget, which he's not, then like at least he could lean into it, or like Zal leans into it, you know, not necessarily absorb all the fucking finger pointing and jokes at you, but kind of roll with the punches. He can't play that card because he's just a fucking little dude. He was like 4'8 or whatever. So like Napoleon complex through the roof. I couldn't be happier with my pick. I would have taken that 1,000.
No, that's a great Dave, pick. That's a fucking unbelievable pick. Congratulations to you. You're up again.
And then I'm going to go with the Rico Bosco freakout for my second pick.
Has lost it. I don't know. How many motherfucking times? Because this one goes right in your fucking face. You understand that? Do you fucking understand? I'll fucking run right through you. You're so fucked. How many fucking times? How many?
Stop. I think that In Barstool lore, that's the number one freak out. Like,
is it draft eligible since we're doing this draft in honor of it?
Yeah.
Why would it be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're talking
about. Pose a fucking question, guys.
But it definitely like deterred me a little bit from drafting it because it was so.
It'd be like, yeah,
of course, yeah. But I mean, I don't. At the same time, if I'm drafting Barstool freakouts, to me, that's 1-1 with. Out question.
Gave this the Michael Jordan treatment, but
yep. No, I get that. I know it's like
pick.
It hasn't the dust hasn't settled quite yet, but like it's the number one freak out. Like it puts other situations, I'm not gonna say them to shame, because someone almost like lost teeth. So
Do we have an angle of how close? I know there's the angle of the throw,
I'm
but
guessing
is there
about
that
6 inches?
You think 6 inches?
8 inches maybe?
Yeah. When I saw the first video of him storming up to him, and I was like, ooh, that's kind of crazy, but that's Rico. Who hasn't seen that happen 5 times a week? When I saw the throw video and how close it was and how fast the can was, I was like, oh, that's a little serious. Like, that's real, real. I would say with 6 to 8 inches from, you know, just him losing an eye.
Crazy.
It's bad.
Crazy. But, yeah, not a ton to say about it because we've talked about it a lot. So, good pick.
I think it's a good pick. I don't think you should be deducted points or anything just because it just happened, because this draft is freakouts, and that is a Barstool freakout. I see no problem with it being last week or whatever.
Correct. Chief, back to you.
George Brett. So I think in terms of sports ones, that is, you know, it's a worthy draft pick.
Fuck
If you think about like that was from, what, 83 or something like that? It's like an old clip now, but it still gets played all the time. 86.
Oh, yeah.
Early 80s. I think it was before I was born, I think. But, yeah, so George Brett, the Pine Tar, famous video. I thought the Francis Big Cat George Brett in the Office, like, parody of that, like, I don't know, that was probably 5 years ago now. hilarious Barstool video.
Yeah.
But yeah, so George Brett Pintar, I think that's.
That's why I'm happy I got Malice at the Palace, but that was my hesitation because that would have been very cool getting that. So I think it's a great second thing to be taken from the sports category.
Okay, good.
This is a deep draft. I think that's a great pick.
Yeah. Okay. And a good rebound from Kanye.
Yeah, too. Definitely a good rebound. Like,
yeah.
Part of what goes into an actual freakout for me is someone's actually in danger. I never got that vibe from Kanye versus Taylor. But George Brett, like, I thought, like, even watching the video 40 years later, knowing what happened in the video, I still think he's going to murder that umpire.
Yeah.
I still think he's going to, when he's
like, rage in his eyes.
It's like a bull seeing fucking red. Like, awesome freak out.
It's an all-time charge.
Yeah. And then I remember hearing or seeing a video somewhere of, I think it was either George Brett talking about it or, like, one of his teammates. And he was, like, in the dugout. And they're like, if they call me out for too much pine tar, I'm going to fucking kill somebody. And then they did. And then he tried to fucking kill somebody.
I'm assuming he was, and this could be incorrect, but I'm assuming he was just like a coked out 1980s typical baseball player. And that just like all that fucking pent up aggression, just an awesome freak out. Could have been 1-1. Absolutely.
I believe they won that protest. They protested that game.
They did. They did.
It was just crazy.
I think they finished it like 2 weeks later or something.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, some weird like
How
that.
Often does that happen in history?
I don't know if it's ever happened other than that.
It's another notable thing.
Because I used to say that all the time on this show. I'm like, I'm doing the rest of this draft under protest. But like, though, like, I feel like that happens and then nothing ever changes.
Yeah. You're just like, fuck
it. What happened for this?
Yeah, wow. And they also got rid of that rule. Like, there is no more excessive pine tar rule.
Is there? Is that true?
I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah.
I think there is.
I could be wrong. You can't have pine tar on the barrel of the bat. It was because it wasn't because there was too much pine tar. It's because it was too high up the handle, up the bat. I'm pretty sure.
Makes sense.
Past the 18-inch limitation. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great pick, Chief. Nate, you're up again.
Dude, there are so many videos I want to pick. This is such a cool draft. Like, I think there's still 10 more first-round picks. I'm going to go viral category. Do I take the one that I love the most?
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Million-dollar question.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards!
It might be the most viral video in the history of viral videos in terms of freakouts. Leave Britney alone is still quoted today. It's the most memorable viral video of the early 2000s.
Time out though, Nate. Hold on, we got a situation. Was Bill O'Reilly your celebrity then?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I thought I heard you say viral. So, all right.
But you know, Bill O'Reilly celebrity. Okay. Leave Britney alone viral.
You took this and you love this one. Who took this? Someone took
Chiefs.
This.
I mean, it's
Chiefs' favorite
insanely
video.
Fucking viral. I think I said this. I thought it was a chick the first time I saw it because there was mascara or something running down, and that guy fucking lost his mind. Like, his brain just exploded on camera. How many views do you think that's gotten over the years? I'm sure you can't really quantify because there's so many reproductions of it, but like the original video. Is probably upwards billion views, I would guess. One of the most insanely viral videos ever.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Leave Britney alone. Anybody got anything else?
2007. Wow. That's so long ago.
Yeah. He got justice. Like, is this guy issued anything since Britney's been freed?
Yeah. I don't know.
That is a good question.
There's a time.
I mean, spotlight's waiting.
I would hope Britney got in touch.
Sold the video as an NFT for $41,000.
Wow, nice. Good for him.
Oh, really?
You should sell your Ozzy thing for
$41,000. Could I sell the Cody Parkey video, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
What about the...
Let's go.
The Cusack video?
Yeah, any video that you made that you own, you can NFT and just make money off of.
Suzanne in the hot tub.
Sell it.
Okay. I'm up?
Yeah, you're up.
I'm going to take a meltdown. It didn't exist on camera necessarily. There's no like viral clip of it, but it is considered certainly the men in this room and Nate, like this is the greatest celebrity meltdown of our fucking young lives. And it's Charlie Sheen's 2-month fucking off off what's his name, like going on a fucking drug rampage. Like it just never ended. It started in what was like March 2011 when he was criticizing the creators from Two and a Half Men. And then next thing you know, like for months on end, it was just Charlie Sheen. Like Charlie Sheen has HIV. Charlie Sheen's on fucking drugs. Charlie Sheen's fucking bipolar. You know, like it went from being like Two and a Half Men, raising my kid, to like no, you couldn't even be Charlie Sheen, like blacklisted.
That was the moment.
We like made Charlie Sheen shirts when we went on Yacht Week that year, and like it was like winning. Everybody was like into the Charlie Sheen movement.
Charlie Sheen winning is that was a classic fucking.
But it wasn't like he had a bad night.
It was a bad era.
It wasn't like he had a couple drinks and got into a fight with someone. Like Charlie Sheen just fucking was like, "That's it. I'm fucking done with this."
Manifested themselves into that meltdown. Yeah,
and that was definitely the highlight of the freak out of him.
He was getting paid. I thought it was like $2 million an episode.
And
of that
the
show.
Kid was like 10 years banking, old, making $1 million a popper per episode or something.
He was banking.
Why don't you guys like that fucking pick?
It's not a specific moment. It was like,
but these aren't freak out moments.
Yeah, I think I think that's.
I thought I had something special there because it was like a big extenuated meltdown that wouldn't go away. To me, it was a first round meltdown.
Because to me, like the winning interview, while it was like fucking crazy, it was more of like a.
That was like an erratic, like seated mental disorders, not just like someone pissed off.
Well, hold on a second.
I'm not going
to
veto.
So now the freakouts can't be. What does this mean? Explain to me. Deep-seated is against it? Talk to me,
Nate.
The
way I saw it was like a freakout moment is different than like an elongated saga.
Agreed. Like, because there's celebrities who have gone down the fucking...
Yeah.
Because I thought the saga added here. Okay, fine. I'll take Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen winning is it's still like people are going to know the pick. It's not going to be it's not a bad pick.
But. No, I wouldn't veto it, but it's just like...
given your descriptions, it was debatable.
Yeah.
I don't think a veto's on the table. I just want a little respect for a good meltdown here. I mean, where were you when this happened? What do you remember about Charlie Sheen's meltdown?
I remember the winning thing. Yeah. I remember the winning thing. And like that's why I said it. Like, that to me is like the moment like where he's like encapsulated what you're talking about. But in terms of, I don't know, like as a meltdown, like there's like Ed said, there's been a lot of celebrities have gone down that.
Child stars who didn't pan out, like he's a fucking great pick. I don't know if it's a child star, but that's what it is to me.
I missed you there.
What do you mean? It's like if we're talking people who fucking spiraled, like it's a great pick because that was what you gave. Like I could name someone else who it's like there's a fucking spiraled, but
yeah. So I actually that's why I texted you last night, Eddie, because there was someone, if we were doing spirals and meltdowns, that I think goes above Charlie Sheen, but I didn't put her or them in my
correct. We're thinking of the same person
for sure.
I
thought it had to be a moment.
Yeah, but I don't.
No, hey, fine. You're up.
All right, I think I got my one got back to me for the record. You're going to be mad at this. But I think I may win this on this. Because it's...
Bagel Boss is tough to beat, man.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kramer at the Laugh Factory.
Fuck, dude. I thought that was going to be in the fifth round.
Yeah,
I thought nobody would have the balls to take that one.
I didn't think anybody would even come close to sniffing that. And I was going to take it fifth round, hopefully.
I mean, dude, that doesn't get fucking worse than that.
Holy fuck.
That was bad.
Never fucking worked again.
Yes.
He did. He did Curb. That was it.
I mean, that's because his
family,
basically. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he did. He did like they like made a reference to it on that too. But yeah,
they made a whole South. I know Nate's a huge South Park fan. Had a whole South Park on, like, not that specific situation, but I mean, he did a cameo and all that. It's one of the most famous South Parks ever. But that it was. Oh boy!
Way to suck the fun out of this room, Ed.
I obviously don't fucking support what he said or what he did at all.
Of course not.
But no, like,
obviously,
if we're talking,
that's on the record.
Yeah. So just you put me in that box. but I mean, there was a career ending freakout. Like, that's crazy. It was nuts. It was fucking nuts.
It was awful. It was awful. It was bad.
It was awful.
It was one of the worst meltdowns in history.
Yeah.
Celebrity?
I now...
Michael Richards?
Do you guys... Here's a question for you guys. Do you ever hear someone make a pick and then wish that you could change one of your picks because you realize, like, we can go down some roads?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, definitely.
That happens.
Okay.
That's a thing. All right, so I'm up again. All right, I need Barstool. I need reality TV. I need viral video. All right, I'll just go Barstool. And I mean, it's got to be the next most famous moment. It's got to be Brandon Walker freaking out on Devlin.
We're having a disagreement. We're having an argument. That shit was uncalled for.
So you can call me a bitch, but I can't call you a moron.
That's this was the in level? The heat of the... You walk off, you're walking off. Oh, you're a moron from Mississippi. You thought you were going to get away from
You're a moron from Mississippi.
Oh, fuck you! Well, fuck you,
too! Oh, my God!
What?
Brandon Walker, I can't believe you did this. I will never use you for a take again.
That's great.
Yeah, never. Where's HR?
HR?
I mean, that's... It's a clip that you could show to any outsider, and they're, like, interested in it. Who is the guy? Who's the guy that had a KFC radio that was, like, a big fan of it? He was in that movie with McConaughey. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. I forget what his name is, but he's like, oh, dude, I couldn't believe what Brandon Walker and Devlin did, so... when Brandon Walker freaked out, that was pretty nuts. So that's my Barstool pick.
Doesn't even come close to holding a candle to the Rico situation.
You don't think so?
No. Not like I never
This one actually connected. That's my argument for that.
It was a weak push. Like Devlin didn't move.
But like the fuck you. Like yeah. that counts for something.
Yeah.
That counts for something.
I mean it has to be drafted for that category.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that there's a gap between the two.
Yeah.
But you agree that a second?
Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe.
What do you think, Nate? I mean, you're in the building. You're...
That's something flip. That you have over us is you get to see shit that cameras might not catch.
That's the thing. Like, it's a good clip, but I don't think it's I don't think it's the second best freak out, and I don't want to give away other picks, but I have good reasoning behind it. It's not a bad pick. I think most people will think like that's the obvious number two behind Rico's, but I, from maybe just being in the building, think there's other things that are just more wild or just more like meant more, I guess, in a way. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I agree. It could definitely be seen as a little chalky for sure, but I think there's a reason why. Like, He freaked out so much it made him put his hands on someone. So that's what I'm going to...
I don't think... The vibe I get is that that's not that big of a stretch for him. So
I mean, maybe not.
To put your hands on somebody. Yeah.
For Brandon Walker.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll take that. Carl, you're up again.
Fuck those fucking fans who come out here and say they're Cubs fans and they're supposed to be behind you ripping every fucking thing you do. I'll tell you one
fucking
thing.
Cocksuckers.
I hope we get fucking hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day, because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it. I want to read one more part. They're really, really behind you. They're really, really behind you around here. My fucking ass. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel-dime people who turn up? The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out and earn a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15% come out here. A fucking playground for the cocksuckers.
Just in all-time.
Lee Elliott, I mean, this is a 1-1 overall sport. This is the number one sports rant.
Tell you one fucking thing. I hope we get fucking hotter than shit. Just to stuff it up them 3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day. Because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it.
It's just not well known enough, but it absolutely is one of the all-time freakouts.
We could definitely put this into the show. There's no way somebody has the rights to this.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. You could play like 30 seconds of it. Huh? It's long.
I don't know what that is.
Nate, I'll send you the link. Wouldn't be surprised if you have no idea what Carl's talking about.
I have no idea what that is.
So it's
when he said like the 3,000, like it rings a bell. I've seen every crazy rant, whatever, but I couldn't tell you who said it.
It's Lee Elliott, and ex Cubs manager. He just went fucking banana. It was on radio, I think.
Yeah.
And just did not hold back.
No, was it
Grobstein?
Was it with Grobber?
I believe so. So yeah, Cubs fan.
So
Cubs
that's manager. A good Chicago pick, but maybe people outside Chicago don't know what it is.
I agree. Yeah,
it would have been,
if I get a chance to play
the
it.
Number one viral video of the year if it happened in 2022. Without question.
It's monster.
It's
sure.
a it'd be yeah. a monster viral video. It just happened 40 yeah. fucking years Chris ago or whatever.
3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day. Because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it.
Yeah. It's great.
Just an all-time yeah, freakout.
I love it.
I absolutely but love
what's
the
wrong?
Pick. But
what's wrong with the pick?
I mean, we just said what's wrong with it.
No, it's too local?
Do we have to explain again?
No, I wasn't listening.
Nobody's
going to
know
clip.
What it is, but it's yeah. it's absolutely
it's worthy.
The range of evaluations out. Of picks. People don't know what it is. It's important to me. It's a good pick. It
yeah,
plays
but you're
on
Mr.
a graphic.
Like,
it's a pander.
You're Mr. Yeah, but you're Mr. Like you like to have the best board. Like you know that that's
I want
not
a good board.
Getting. But like you're going against your like right? Like that's what you and Chief argue about all the time. Like you did a cheat. That was a cheat.
You think I'm going against my board right now with Lee Elliott Rant?
I would say so, yeah.
I like the pick for you, Carl.
I like the pick.
Now my head's in a pretzel.
Very Chief pick.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a cheap pick.
In fact, Tom doesn't know this. I thought this was like the most famous manager rant of all time.
It's not on a national level, no. In Chicago, everybody's heard it.
Well,
obviously.
I'm helping a lot of people right now that have never heard the Lee
Elliott
rant.
It's great. It's great. It's fucking awesome.
But I'm not here
go
to
watch
help
White
those
Fang.
People. I want a good fucking board. You're telling me I don't have a good board, Ed?
I think your board's fine. I think it's fine.
It's okay. Charlie yeah. Sheen.
It's okay.
Lee, all-time rant. All-time meltdown. I love it. It's just not going to get you any picks because no one's going to know what it is, which is fine. Like, you should be happy with that.
Nate, you're up.
Boy, how do you follow that pick? I'm going to go Barstool, and I'm going to go Frank the Tank versus the NJ Transit video.
Transit is the absolute worst! I'm not going to get to my game now because they are incompetent! Incompetent! They tell Track G, Track A, Track H, and then I got on track H, and
he
said, "No, this train's not wrong.
The announcement was wrong." When he's going off about how incompetent the train is, and he can't get to his baseball game.
I don't. Does that count as Barstool?
Yeah, he wasn't employed by them.
I think that he wasn't employed. Hey, there was like 3 years before it between that video.
No,
and his employment.
So I had a feeling this might come up. He did not work for Barstool, but I thought it was a Barstool video because we were the first people that posted it, and then he was hired that same day that video went
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like a whole time, but he was just yeah. like a...
Okay, all right.
It became Frankie Midnight, and Dave said, you're only allowed to post at midnight.
Which he like, he sleeps in shifts.
That was what yeah. J-Mac yeah. was originally supposed to do, right? I think
he was supposed to work J-Mac. He was supposed to work weekends, but he preferred yeah. to sleep on weekends. So Dave called him and he's like, why aren't you working? And he's like, well, I'm sleeping. And Dave's like, well, this isn't going to work out. And now he's a chef.
Oh, well, that's good.
I think it's a gray area, but I'm okay not vetoing.
I'm not
going to
veto it.
I'm not going to veto, but I was just surprised he took that as his Barstool.
It's. I mean, it is an all-time rant. It's
probably the biggest freak out on video of 2020 or 2019.
I think it was before that.
Yeah, it might have been like 2017,
18. There's a lot for AF, right? Tank's been around for a
the
while.
Tank's been around. Yeah, yeah like what was the year? Years. Like, I did his podcast the year the Devils made the playoffs with Taylor Hall, which I think was 2018.
Yeah, really? We were in the old office, so it was like definitely before 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's been doing the Encyclopedia since the 80s, and so yeah. then he was posting the
It has been updated, though.
I still
want... Well, he needs 100K.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I at tweeted. Least, I went least. On there last week, and it still has the body armor banner. So Rapoli didn't even know he was getting a lifetime ad. That's great value. That's great value.
That's why Rapoli is Rapoli.
Yeah,
it's a great businessman.
I like it. Frank is. I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's yeah. all time.
Yeah,
Chief,
he
you're
spikes
up.
The hat down.
I've been like, I don't know why, but like, I feel like I've been explaining who Frank the Tank is to people like a lot recently, maybe just because I was home for the holidays and my parents would be like, oh,
I would give anything to have been in the room when Dave saw the first Frank the Tank video. And like, he must have just lit up like a Christmas tree. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Like, I need this guy right now.
100%. 100%.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah. There's like a Frank the Tank compilation video out there, which I think is like 12, 15 minutes long.
dude, that's
tears in your eyes. Like, it goes all the way back to like his college videos and like all this stuff. In the, he is, he like Frank just makes me laugh. Like, Frank's great. So
you're up, Chief.
I'm going with the guy on the screen here. I'm taking the dog. The Nate, Nate, the time that you steamrolled YP.
I'm not fucking playing with you.
Is still like one of my favorite, like all time favorite Barstool moments, where I feel like that's a video that just popped. Oh, I saw it, cause it was in the Rico, or in the Rico defense blog by Hank. Yeah. And I watched it again, and I watched it probably five times yesterday, because you just had had enough. Low man wins, and you fucking trucked him like a pulling guard, and he wanted nothing to do with it. So I'm taking the Nate dog against YP, and I like, I don't care what the reaction is, because that, to me, I love that video.
Nate, you have the floor first. You have the floor first.
So I actually talked about what happened there on this week's episode of Cracking Aces. Download, rate, subscribe, Bartle's Poker Podcast. But man, there's so much to that. That was such like a bad day for me. And I was trying to go home, but like, I feel like I had something to do in the office. So YP was like a little piece of shit, and he would just like keep antagonizing, follow people around with the camera. And we were like, hey, get out of my way. Like, I'm trying to be alone. And then like Big Cat and Coley got involved, and they were like, you know, like, ooh, go find Nate. Like, get in, like, you know, so they were, it was like classic, like Big Cat pushing it until it goes too far. And then he's like, ooh, that shouldn't have happened. So, I mean, I was downstairs in a quiet room by myself, and YP comes charging in with, his, I think Francis, Coley, Big Cat, someone else. And I just had enough. So I just barreled over YP, and I threw my Starbucks cup at him, and I gave him some words, and, that was that.
Look down at him, dude. Gave him the fucking Tyronn Lue.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you stepped over him.
Yeah.
That's the closest I've come to like wanting to just like you know what they do in like movies, just pound away at someone's head.
Yeah.
Like, YP was the biggest just like snake rat of all time when it came to just antagonizing, and I could not have it that day. And he's lucky.
Yeah, so great.
So funny.
Great, dude. Freak out, and just, you know, put him on his wallet, like, he's done. YP was done.
And I'm sure you knew you were going to get drafted at some point, Nate.
Yeah. I wasn't on my big board.
Fair enough. This was a great one. This is a great one. White Sox, Dave.
I got a handful ways I can pivot here. I'm going to go sports. I got so many fucking picks for sports. That was the deepest category by far. I'm going to go with the more recent one. I'm going to go with my asses in the jackpot, Terry Collins. He just fucking lost his shit on that umpire. And the fact that it was the Mets and that inept franchise that is my sister franchise, everything's always going wrong. Wilmer Flores crying in the fucking field. Like, that was an all-time fucking rant. And the umpires, like, I had never heard that before. Like, oh, fuck, I'm in the jackpot. Like, I had never heard that before. And Terry Collins is just losing his shit. You got to give my guys a fucking chance. He's like, Terry, you've had your words, Terry. Just that over the last probably 5, 6, 7 years or whatever, like, that's probably been my favorite personal managerial meltdown in baseball. We were just talking about this on like a talent call. They don't breed them like the Terry Collins anymore. Like, the new age managers are all the fucking math nerds and Harvard grads and shit. Like, they don't breed the Lou Piniellas and those types of guys. And
real
baseball guys. Yeah. Terry Collins was like the last of a dying breed.
I also think that there's something to that video where I had never heard the phrase "my ass is in the jackpot" before, but now I feel like I say it.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's out there all the time. Like, it's just a great phrase that it was new to me. So
like,
it was like
you had your WTF video on out of left field the other day. In like 50 years, there's going to be so many people saying, oh, my ass is in the jackpot. And like, someone's going to be doing a video like how it originated.
I still don't really understand. Like, I understand like what it means, but I don't. Like,
you were never told like you're going to be in the jackpot?
No.
I've never heard that.
Did you get that?
I knew what he meant.
I heard
just
that
by
all the time, I feel like.
No, that's
right. You're the fucking jackpot. You never heard that?
No, never.
No.
I don't want to poo-poo, of course. I think that's the worst pick. I think there's 50. I think there's 15 manager rants like that per season. They're exciting in the moment, and then you forget about
you
them.
Don't get. But them we haven't up. Forgotten but, about this one.
Yeah, but the reason. No, so okay, I understand that. That was number one of that year. The reason I think it's a bad pick is sports is so deep, and you just pick like a recent manager rant. I think there's 50 better free.
But it was all the quotes and the fact that it was the Mets and that he was mic'd up.
I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
Yeah, I get his point because there's certainly been bigger freakouts at home plate. Manager at home plate is you know, a diamond. Mm-hmm. The difference is this one's mic'd up, and that's the key.
And you're getting every ounce of dialogue in there.
But I do agree.
I was surprised to hear you make that pick. I'm pretty surprised.
But I do agree with Nate that there's so many good ones. You're up again.
Next, I'm going to go the celebrity route, and I'm going to go. When Christian Bale absolutely lost his shit on his, it was like producer, director, someone behind the scenes.
Kick your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick! Sorry. No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up.
Just like a 5-minute fucking rant. It was right when he was like, and not that he isn't really anymore, but he was like the name in Hollywood with on the heels of the Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, Batman and all that. And like he had to kind of dig himself out of that grave because people were like, fuck this asshole. Like who wants to work with a cocksucker like that? And he just fucking flipped shit on that director for no reason other than the director broke his concentration. I get that, like, you're working, you need to concentrate, like, shut the fuck up. But, like, a 5-minute, 8-minute, whatever, however long it was, rant, he fucking lost his mind. He freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, that was a big one, dude. He went fucking nuts.
He went fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. This was on my board as well. So, definitely, the only thing that brings it down is there's not video, is there? Or is there not?
It's audio. There's video, but, like, it's not great video.
It's like very grainy.
Right.
But he fucking sure as shit lost his shit. I like it. Anybody else?
I'm not super familiar with it. Like, no? I'm sitting here doing research, I came up on all lists, but I don't know. I must have missed that one.
On the set of the Terminator, yeah.
I was about to watch it last time. Is it any good?
I think I saw it. I don't think it's known as a good one.
Terminator Salvation, 2008?
It's not critically acclaimed, I believe.
No.
It was, it's new on Netflix. I was about to watch it. I'm like, yeah, maybe some other
time. You only live once, Dave. Watch it.
I'll watch it.
Chief, you're up again.
Going reality TV. I feel like Ed might get a little upset about this one. I'm taking CT freaking out on Wes.
Fuck, that's what I was going to take. No. Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Never mind.
So CT on Wes. All day, every day, off camera, every way, like in his face. Like that is one of the greatest rivalries in the history of the world, not just like reality TV. I think, have we done a rivalry draft?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
We haven't.
Okay, well.
It's coming
at some point. Okay. We have a guest in mind, but we have to get the guest.
Okay, but that one, I am not to give away even future right picks, now? But that should be picked because that was a great moment, great rivalry. That, to me, like those two guys made that show. And I love CT. So
unbelievable clip. It's also boosted points because it's uncensored. You hear them saying fuck, which you don't see in the regular show. I don't even think it made the original cut. It's just been viral on YouTube because someone uploaded it, but it's incredible. You're gonna take bread off my family's table. He just screams die into his face 10 times.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So I like it.
Yeah. Great pick. I mean, I'm not really into the whole reality TV show world, and like that to me is like
A huge one. Nate, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to do reality TV as well. And I'm going to go with it's such a funny clip. Situation is going absolutely bonkers, and he's hyping himself up to fight. And so he headbutts the wall.
Knocks himself out.
Just like normal wall. And it ended up being like a concrete pillar, and he just sprained his neck, gave himself a concussion, and was out cold on the floor.
It was like he banged his head as hard as he could, basically into cinder blocks.
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, dude. How, like, I can't believe he didn't snap his neck. Like, that looked like it hurt. Like, I remember watching that, like, when it aired, like, the night it aired, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's a fucking juiced out lunatic. That would have been 1,000% my 1-1. CT versus Wes is great. This would have been number 1-1 for me out of, in that category.
Yeah, I mean, fucking headbutting a wall is next level freak out. I hear. You're amazing.
The video is just so funny because he is so juiced up and he's sweating and he's going nuts and then just birds around, like a cartoon, like birds around his head, like just knocked out cold.
He thought he was putting his head through drywall, which anybody can do because it's not hard to do that. And it was just, nope. Wrong material, man. All time freak out. Great pick, material. In my opinion. Fantastic for, was that third round for you? I think it's great.
Fourth round. Yeah. Carl, you're up.
I've done nothing but look for a CT moment I could draft here that I thought that you'd have your fingers on it because I know you love CT and I know you have it circled.
Yeah.
There's a fight I don't know it, but I might draft it anyways because you might be sitting on it. Like, I don't know if I want to take but your receiver, even though I don't want the pick.
That's up to you.
No.
What do you need? Reality and...
Yeah, I suck at reality. This is a weak spot for me. I'll just stay... I brought it up yesterday. I'll take Stefan and Irene, real world Seattle, when he slaps Irene.
Ooh.
That's crazy. Okay, fucking real world guy hits a woman.
That was bad.
That it's was when... I remember like that. I think producers came on camera. You never get the producers on camera. That was big. And if you don't know, I think it was late 90s, maybe 97, 98, 99-ish. She called him gay... He slapped her.
Yeah, I know you had hesitance for this because it's so old, but like, dude,
it's
still a clip that, like, when you watch it in 2021, it's like, whoa.
You like the pick?
I would say it was the first time, like, reality TV I was 10 or 11 at that point. I remember, like, you know, it was like a blurb on the news, like, man hits woman for calling him gay. Like, it was like actual news, like, stunningly so. And it kind of put real world on the map.
Yeah. No, yeah, I do like it, so.
Turns out he was gay.
Yeah, he ended up being gay.
He probably didn't want to be outed, though, on Real World.
For sure. Because
they didn't have the internet back then, and that's how people found out about stuff on a large scale.
Yeah, why would he want that, so.
Produced television. Nate, I didn't know you were a big Real World guy in Seattle.
I watched all the, you know, like everybody else, like through Vegas, when did we fall off? Like back to New York? Trishelle.
I remember Trishelle. Yeah.
Trishelle, Brynn, and Steven's threesome. That changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a big moment.
Trishelle, she had nice ones.
Okay. Stefan versus Irene. I'm up. Yeah. So you didn't take it. I got to take it. This one blows Wes versus CT out of the water. It's CT's craziest moment. When CT literally tried to tear Adam's head off.
Adam. I was going to take CT versus Adam to fuck with you.
Yeah. Oh. That would have been... I mean, it's the biggest blow up you'll ever see. I mean, it is crazy. Him chasing him around this house, and it was a onesie party. Mm-hmm. So they're all in onesies. So he's just running around this whole house, chasing him in the outside, and nobody could stop him because he's just a beast.
Yeah.
It is fucking an insane freak out. Insane.
Is CT your number one?
Yeah, he's like...
No, I don't mean reality. I mean whole thing.
I'm a big fan of him. I'd love to interview him sometime. But it was borderline scary. I mean, because Adam's a lot smaller than him. So like, if you watch the challenge, I don't know how many people this will hit for, but if you watch the challenge, I would argue that this is the number one reality freak out because he almost kills this guy.
Was Adam on the same season as him for the original?
Yes, they were on Real World Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Paris, yeah.
Do you remember this one, Nate?
I've seen the clip. I was never a challenge guy, but I know all the big clips.
Yeah, go watch it. All right, my last pick. I need a viral video. I'm between two. This is tough. I'm gonna take my favorite and the most infuriating one probably. I don't know who remembers this either, but... The bacon jalapeno mac and cheese kid from UConn.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh shit!
You are down. Stay down.
stink death.
Oh man.
This okay. So you do you
describe
remember Tom?
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, wait.
Yes.
That is such a mind fuck. I think, man, keep going. Sorry. Not about that. That just wow.
So there's a kid at UConn. He's 19 years old. He walks into the dining hall at night with a bottle of beer, so the dining hall guy doesn't let him get his food, and this kid loses his shit over not getting his bacon jalapeno mac and cheese, to the point where he's the biggest fucking asshole. He's degrading the worker, and people are crowding around. And,
now I remember.
And like finally, like one of the other, he's pushing the manager, and one of the other coworkers fucking comes from behind him and puts him in a fucking full Nelson. He's like, "You don't do that to my boss." And it's just, it's an all-time video that yeah. It's just like the all-time spoiled brat, high and mighty college kid who thinks he's fucking on top of the world, and it's crazy.
Where does he go to school?
UConn.
October 6, 2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
Infuriating is a great way to describe
it. I remember Kim Urko blogged that like incessantly. Like he was like, yep. Like it was like the Iraq War. Like yeah. He was all over it. I think the UConn kid, you know, ended up dropping out of school and yeah. Know, bit of that viral bad side of it life where he was shamed and blah blah blah. But
oh dude, it was everywhere. It was picked up by news outlets. Like,
I don't know if people like, you know, it jotted my memory when you said it. I haven't thought about that, but it's a really, really just solid deep cut.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know who's gonna remember it, but if you do, you know. It's one of those if you know, you know.
I want you to get votes for sticking to your guns and not pandering.
Thank you.
Could have gone other places, but I like when you stick to what you like and not what you think, you know, the masses might know better.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. So you guys need to watch it. David, that sounds like you don't remember it.
I don't remember it at all.
But it's...
Vaguely, I'd need a refresher.
Yeah.
You do? You?
No, I'm looking for it.
I'll send it to you. Just look up UConn Bacon Jalapeno Mac and Cheese Kid. It's an alt... Like, this kid is just a fucking brat. Like, that's just the best way to say it.
Is there
he should be, like, 26 at this point. Hopefully he's got his shit in order because it was... Because I looked after. He had, like, some charges.
Was he being just a... Yeah. Douchebag, little frat bro college kid.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's like a don't you know who my dad is guy.
Yes.
So was it a freak out?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He wouldn't leave the dining hall until he got his food, and they never gave it to him.
I fucking hate those losers.
You just have to watch it, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Trust me, it's worth a watch. Carl, you're up. You need a viral.
You're not that guy, buddy.
Understood.
Okay, you little pimply little shit.
That sounds good to me.
So then leave.
I'm checking out, sir.
Yeah, check out.
Go ahead, ring out if you guys, if you could take okay. 6 feet.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you?
Absolutely.
You're going to get arrested for this?
Arrested for doing what?
Weak category. No, that guy's great. It's like a freak out. He's like holding it all in.
You're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, I don't. That's it. That's
trust
it,
me. You're not that guy. The longer, he's like a fucking crazy person, that guy.
I believe it. He looks like an absolute certified fucking crazy person. I don't know how those guys make it that far in life without being killed.
I don't know.
Like, how do these middle-aged older people that are in these viral... There is a road rage incident yesterday, I think, a week ago. And a lawmaker in Florida intentionally got into a car crash at an intersection. 7 years earlier, he did the same thing. So he gets in a car crash, freaks out, takes his gun out.
Jesus.
And the guy who gets in a car crash is in like a Prius. So, Dave, you crash into a Prius. You're like, oh, this kid's driving a fucking Prius. The guy in a Prius is in Florida. He pulls out a gun, too. Shoots the guy fucking dead on the spot. Cops let him go.
Yikes.
How do these, like, these old, it's like an older guy. And I remember being like, how does this 45-year-old guy... He didn't get killed earlier.
This far.
Yeah. How do you make it this far? Same thing. You're not that guy, pal. Like, if you're going to stand in front of cameras and stuff as like adults and be like, you stop recording me, I'm going to stop recording you. It's all pussy bullshit.
You're not that guy, pal. It's so funny. But the full video is not as funny, so it's interesting. The little clip is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the little clip then. That's what I want on the board.
Bless you.
I would want the full clip then.
I think that's all people know, though. I think that's all people
know. That's all
I know.
I mean,
you have to dig to find the full one.
I need a little recency bias, too, to combat Lee Alia here.
No, they're talking about fucking mask mandates and shit, so.
Well, I mean, I think you could just categorize mask mandates.
Yeah,
just like all mask mandate videos. Just, I would like all of those.
That could be a full draft. Nate, you're up. What do you need? Sports.
Last pick, sports. I'm going to go with Chris Benoit. He snapped that day.
I mean, dude. Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, man. I mean,
he killed his family, right?
Yeah, and then himself. Yeah.
You can't pick that.
You know what? It's a freak out.
I'm not vetoing that pick.
I'm not going to veto it.
I don't know what Chris Benoit.
Hey, we might like. I don't know.
I wanted George Brett.
I don't know if we could put that on the graphic.
Here, well,
he killed the whole family, right? And himself.
Yes. Yeah. Like wife, kids. Kid.
Like oh. Yes.
Yeah. I would say that. I'd say
not. Yeah, I think I have to veto. I apologize.
In the moment, I guess.
It's not like
it was a lot funnier in the moment.
Yeah, it's not that you're wrong, but it's that it
for
was
for preservation
very wrong.
Of this show and the graphic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Be funny though if one guy did sink this whole fucking thing and it was Nate.
Right before 100, send back the party guys.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna be honest. Coley told me to say that. He put me up to it. He knew that we wouldn't be able to do it. I'll be honest.
It's fucking Coley.
I'm gonna go. God, there's two really good ones. Boy, which one do I like more? Let's go with the Mike Tyson ear bite.
Yeah, or was it like a desperation? Like he was?
Oh, you thought he was going to lose the fight?
He wasn't. He was on.
He was on the ropes.
He was on the ropes.
Still a freak out.
I think in terms of in competition sports, biting your opponent's ear registers as a pretty large freak out.
With David?
You guys are quiet.
What about, I was going to, I like I it.
There's no verbal snapping in that video, in that situation.
Who said it has to be a verbal
It doesn't. I'm saying like how I am visualizing.
He bit it straight off. He bit his opponent's appendage straight off his body.
I understand, but like I have a vision and a visual of what a freak out looks like, and like Ron Artest, Bagel Boss, like people that just snap and are going on rants and saying shit that they might be thinking.
Artest wasn't really ever. He didn't have any verbal.
No, I know, but right. Like obviously there's
exceptions
to the rule.
But it does make a difference. Like if this was between rounds and he just charged him and bit his ear,
yes, exactly.
Like, that's fucking freak
this was kind of just heat of the moment. Like he's a nutcase. It's
heat of the moment freak out. Exactly. Thank you, White Sox Dave.
It qualifies. It's not vetoable. I agree with Dave where it's like, I don't.
All right. If it's not a freak out, I'll do another one.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I'll veto if you want a new. I mean, come on. It's a. Okay.
There, no, there's a there. Much,
I'm not vetoing.
There's a much easier pick that I could have gone with, but I'm not a pander boy. Like, I go from the heart.
Good.
But there is a massive sports freak out that we haven't taken, but I don't want it because it's just not my style.
Okay, so then do you want to stay with Tyson Earbite?
I think it's a great freak out. He fucking bit a guy's ear off.
Anybody else have any qualms?
Like, if he just was, like, motherfucking him for even a handful of seconds beforehand and then went and bit his ear off, like, yeah. I don't know. It is a freak out, but...
Well, I'm watching it now. He
it's
just
like
pushed,
watered
he
down.
He just pushed Holyfield in the back while Miles Lane's trying to break this up. There was some extracurriculars before where Tyson clearly loses his mind.
Did he? Okay.
As I'm watching this.
All right.
I mean, the dude snapped in the middle of the boxing ring. And
yeah, like I don't think it was strategic.
He's not licking his lips.
Yeah. All right, keep it. All right.
I'm stunned you guys don't like that pick. I'm stunned.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I just, something like, I mean, that was below the belt, so I don't want to say it like that, but.
I don't, whatever. I think it's a very good pick. I don't think it has to be, I don't think you have to, like,
you don't
yell
have
or something
to, but
to be a freak
typically,
out.
I don't know. It's just me.
All right. You are up, Chief.
Damn.
I want to shake his hand, man. I want to shake his hand. So that was like the, I feel like we've had a run of airplane freakouts, but that guy, he still like pops up on my feed on different things all the time. I feel like maybe Big Cat just posted it again about something too. So that guy,
Tyler, tweets it a lot. It's the number one most quoted video in Barstool HQ. It is just the best.
Really?
You don't like the pick?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Oh no, no, no! I love it.
Okay,
I want to share. Like, it's so, and yeah, especially if people use it like funny, like John Lester retires. Yeah, like, I want to shake his hand. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, I like the different uses of it too.
Yeah,
and yeah, I think it's hilarious. And much like Carl said about mask mandates, we could do a whole plane.
Yeah,
plane get people getting kicked off planes.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's great.
And those are usually tied together. The mask mandates on the plane is like the perfect storm of
100%.
Let's have a freak out.
Yeah, 100%. Good pick.
Like every time I was doing research, I was like going to YouTube and I'd type in like celebrity meltdowns. And then like once you'd filter through all those, it'd just be a bunch of plane freakouts because of masks. There's like dozens and dozens.
It's like the
and
third Google result was plane freakouts.
Unreal. You could probably do a whole draft on just plane freakouts.
Yeah. That's what I said. Clean the potatoes out of your ears, Dave.
He said that like
30
seconds.
What's your response to that, Dave?
30
seconds. Dave, you have to fucking respond to that.
Thank you. Yeah, please respond.
I got no response. Did he hear you say it?
That's a response.
See, isn't it kind of like this, you just say it, you're in the moment, you don't, I do this to you, you tell me to clean potatoes out of my ears. It just happens sometimes, Dave.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It just happened to Dave.
Especially.
It happened to Ed a couple times to start the show.
I'm a bad multitasker. I'm writing these picks down. I take my ball.
That's what I was doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You fucking chastised me for potato ear. So I had to get you back. I said that.
It was a potato off. A potato ear off, and you know what? You won that round.
Thank you.
We shit it on
you
potatoes.
You won the battle, but you will not win the war.
We shit it on potatoes.
Is it potatoes?
I could draft. We that's could like draft 90% potatoes. Of my diet is potatoes.
Miscellaneous category. The ones in Eddie's.
Oh, grotten.
Ears. All right. White Sox, Dave. Who is Mr. Irrelevant?
Got to go reality TV. I wasn't a fan of the show. Like, I didn't watch it, but everybody's seen the clip. It's when Tyra Banks just went fucking batshit crazy on that girl on Next Top Model.
I was rooting for you.
Like, yeah, she was pissed off because she wasn't upset that she got eliminated. And she's like, you need to be fucking, like, why aren't you crying? Like, I had your back, Tiffany. Like, it was.
No,
like,
that's
fucking melted down.
It was on my board. And like you said, the GIF has lived. The GIF has
lived on. Yeah, it's lived on forever. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't watch a single second of the show, you know it.
Yeah.
Meme, GIF, GIF, whatever we're talking about. So
yeah,
that's what I'm going to go with for my.
It's got a place. She freaks out on her ass.
Yeah, she fucking loses her shit. All right, because she wasn't upset.
Mm-hmm. I'll read them off, then we'll do some honorable mentions. We'll get out of here. Eddie Rodder tests Malice at the Palace. Kramer Laugh Factory. Brandon Walker pushes Devlin. CT tries to kill Adam. Bacon Jalapeno Mac and Cheese Kid. Cody Parkey. Carl Video. Charlie Sheen winning, Lee Alia rant, Stefan versus Irene, You're Not That Guy, Nate, Bill O'Reilly Do It Live, Leave Britney Alone, Frank the Tank versus New Jersey Transit, Situation, Headbutts Wall, Tyson Earbite, Chief Kanye versus Taylor Swift, George Brett Pintar, Nate Steamrolls YP, CT versus Wes, I Want to Shake His Hand, White Sox Dave Bagel Boss, Rico Big T, Terry Collins, Jackpot, Christian Bale, Terminator, Tyra Banks, Rooting For You. Reality TV, obviously the Gut You Like a Fish guy on The Wedding for True Life. You guys remember that one? The white tuxedo. I don't think so. We talked about this yesterday. Yeah.
What about?
I'm going to gut you like a fish. Once again, viral, I have to say. Tom's favorite video. I can't believe it didn't get drafted. Yeah. Jersey Jerry. Dishes nothing.
On my list,
yeah. Hang myself in a bag.
That's the definition of a meltdown.
It's the definition of a freaking.
Oh, how the fuck did I miss that?
Yeah,
I just that's where I was between that and Jersey Jerry, but I was like, man, I just love bacon, jalapeno, cheese, mac and cheese.
Cake. Yeah, that's a good one.
Reality TV. Brandon Hance. He was Russell Hance's nephew. He dumped out all their food, and they basically had to get security like to walk him out before he beat up Philip. It's a really crazy meltdown on reality. I just don't know if anybody knows
that. Yeah. But that, I mean, dumping out food on Survivor is like you're a fucking maniac.
Can we go through some Barstool honorable mentions?
Yeah, we'll do them all. Is there any other reality people want to bring up first?
That was okay. The weakest.
I had a short list.
That was a hard one. So yeah. Viral, like I said, Jersey Jerry. Any other ones have any viral? I had the Wawa fight.
That was a good one. Yeah.
The Trump protester that lives on forever.
No!
Yeah.
Green
jacket.
That yes. is a great one.
If Leave Britney Alone was taken, I would have taken
That's
her,
a good one.
Is,
yeah.
You guys don't let me use that on the blog at all.
Huh?
You don't let me use that on the blog. We can use it in a podcast, though.
What are you talking about? I use that GIF all the time.
I forget what it was, but I said at long – it was on election day of 2020, I want to say. I said at long last, so November 20th of 2020, whatever.
Probably not on election day during like race wars and everything like that. Maybe not.
And to be fair, that
day, like Ricky Renteria got fired. I forget the exact – behind it, but I was like, at long last, our nightmare's over.
Yeah, no. We weren't going to start pushing buttons that way on election day in like the most heated year of the history of
come
our
on.
And to be
grow
clear,
some balls, Nate.
And to be clear, Nate,
I
said,
you know what? I'm sick of everything coming down on me. That's
the heavy
don't
lies
that
the crown.
Same energy for him.
No, heavy lies to be honest, though, they've said the written word's different. We could let it rip a little bit on podcast, so that's fair on a podcast.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah.
Matt's been set. I asked you for a cheeseburger, Whataburger guy. Do you remember that guy? That's a great one. You got to watch. I asked you for a cheeseburger. He freaks the fuck out. All right, Barstool.
Nate
in Vegas.
Glenda,
that is a very good one.
Glenda.
I forgot about that.
If Portnoy sees this graphic and that's not, he might fire us all.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He
that
might
should have gone 1-1.
Yeah. He might fire us all.
What other ones are there?
I got Nate at the World Series of Poker on the phone. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
When Caleb was trying to take your money.
Yelling at Caleb. Yeah. God, that was something.
Any other Nate ones?
Nate, you got a little short fuse there. Are you the bagel what, boss Nate? Guy's no. cousin or something?
I've been on camera for 10 years straight. You're gonna blow up every now and again.
That's true.
Rico, don't say list. I think.
Oh, that's
great one.
That's great like my favorite one. Rico moment.
Here's
of all
one.
Time.
I need 30. When he's doing the no-go.
If you want to go back and watch it, this is what I was talking about with the Brandon Walker one. Dave in an Uber yelling at Dylan Sad Eyes.
Oh, it's a good one.
And he screams at this kid for 15 minutes straight. And Frankie is giggling while holding the camera. And Dave is ripping this kid limb for limb for 15 straight minutes on the way to a pizza review. It is startling. Like, it's the scariest 15 minutes you'll ever watch.
Have you seen this one?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan's a redhead, right?
Yes, he rips this kid, dude.
Is he still working here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I had the Rico and, arguments when he went nuts on Trista.
I didn't think that was that crazy. Yeah, it was obviously like, I just feel like if Rico's yelling, it's not.
Not that.
I don't know. It's like he's pissed off. He's like, when he started pulling out the wallet and throwing the IDs down, it was funny. It wasn't
Don't say list is.
Is iconic. Yeah.
And Whitney screaming at Dave with Whitney's kid in the backseat of the car.
Yeah. That was a great
going
one.
Going crazy at Riggs and Dave. And Whitney said on, I think, Chicklets or somewhere, he's like, after that, he's like, I had to take a step back. He's like, I had like my 6-year-old in the back seat, and he's just
fucking my crazy. Wife was like, well, you really yelled like that? The kid in the back was funny. Whitney was great.
That was so, and Dave's just sitting there like, grin ear to ear, just poking the bear. Oh my God, that was funny.
I think this one was justified, but I got Smitty with the paintball.
Like, yeah.
He was fucking fired up when he fired
into
that radio
into the
room.
Radio studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be other Barstool.
Yeah,
other
you
Smitty
see
ones.
This shit, like, even off camera. Is there anything off camera you
Liz
can air
was
out?
Kind of, what was
the Liz Yankees one was kind of.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't a freak out. That was just cringeworthy.
That's a classic.
Maybe
video.
Frankie versus Liz in the, like, post-mortem of that. Remember
what show
was that on?
I think it was
he's like, you're making
radio.
All fucking Yankees fans look bad.
It was a rundown.
It was a rundown.
Was it the rundown?
It was the rundown the next day, and everybody was standing around, and I was like, she's going to drop mansplain. And then she just dropped the mansplain on Frankie, and Frankie's head just...
Yeah, that was incredible.
One of the greatest Dave reactions of all time.
Yeah.
In that video.
And then, one more recall about the DJs.
Right now. I'm going to watch it right now, too. That was great. That was fantastic.
The DJ's one was great.
Yo, you might have to edit the graphic and just put like
all
Nate
those.
In Vegas wasn't allowed to be taken.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be very upset if he sees it. So, anybody else or a celebrity?
No, celebrities.
I had Bobby.
Tom Cruise on Oprah. Where he's like dancing.
Britney shaves her head.
Yeah, that one.
I hit Bob Knight with the chair.
Yep.
Oh, that. So that's
no Bob Knight in the locker room. Bob Knight in the locker room video.
Yeah, that's I've only ever seen the audio.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick and tired of losing to Purdue. That one. Yeah.
That's it.
I've never seen video of that.
No, it's on YouTube. That's the. What'd you say, Nate?
No, dude, can't take that.
Why? And then Chris Berman.
I said, would you take Chris Brown for celebrity?
No, that's like abuse.
Yeah.
And violence.
We're not taking. Whoa.
That's not a freak out. That's another level.
Okay.
I deleted.
I have Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that was a
little sensitive there.
Alec Baldwin on his daughter.
Yes.
Yep, that was a great one.
I have McEnroe.
Yep, okay. That's a good one.
McEnroe 74-86. Never mind.
So I took Tyson over Bobby Knight throwing the chair. Okay. I thought Bobby Knight was too pandery.
Okay.
Dude, but the Bobby Knight in the locker room is way better than the chair.
You think so?
Yeah, that's like an all-time speech.
I'm sick and fucking tired of losing at Purdue.
I'm not here to fuck around this week.
Yeah. You may be.
I'm not.
I love the Who Said Sugar Gay, I'll Kick Your Fucking Ass. You ever seen that one? Who's the Mark McGrath? He gets out of a car and someone calls
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. Someone calls him Sugar Gay, and he's like, "Who said Sugar Gay? I'll kick your fucking ass." It's like rightfully so. He freaks the fuck out.
Roger Clemens throwing that broken bat.
Got that.
That was also unintentional because he started running down the line on a foul ball. You can look at Roger Clemens when he did that. He's not looking. He doesn't know that Mike Piazza was running down the line. He just, in the heat of the moment, grabbed the bat and like threw it to the sideline as like a way to pump himself up.
He also won that exchange.
He hit him in the head, right?
You can't say heat of the moment in a draft at the end of the draft. Be like, well, in the heat of the moment, he just did this. His whole draft is people in the heat of the moment.
Of course. But like,
I didn't
think
that was a freak out by Clemens, is my point.
I think that was like he's pumped up and like adrenaline kicked in. Obviously, that is the start of any freak out, but like I think that was just like a competitive thing, not like I'm gonna throw this bat and try to impale
kill
him
you
thing.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was throwing a high noon.
Wally Backman, nobody knows what I'm talking
about. Great one
was
I think that would have probably
it's
been
like an independent baseball league game.
Frank Francisco when he threw the chair, remember that? The Rangers bullpen guy.
Oh yeah,
Well,
what about what about the time the Oakland Athletics climbed into the fucking who went in the stands and just got into a fight?
Boston Bruins did that.
Did that?
It was a bullpen.
Did that?
Ty Domi. What were you gonna say, Nate? You had one.
I would say, so when Carl picked, Charlie Sheen. That's when I was thinking, would like Lohan went on like a 5-year.
Yeah.
Spiral.
Yes.
So I was thinking her spiral was probably worse than his, right? Or like Amanda Bynes. Maybe
that's
right.
Amanda Bynes is what
might
I was
be
thinking
the worst.
We could do celebrity collapses.
That's a good one. Yeah. McGregor throwing the dolly into the bus.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just
that's
also after the McGregor Khabib fight.
Yeah.
Just
that,
fighting
that
each
other. That
would have
been an awesome one. Yeah, for sure.
Also, I mean, the White Sox fans running on the field.
That was like premeditated, though.
I suppose.
It's Chris Sale versus the jerseys.
That too.
Not talk about my dysfunctional organization, please?
Well, you're the only functional organization other than the Bulls.
Well, then I'll say, all right, Papelbon versus Bryce was fucking insane.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bryce Harper's had a handful of awesome freakouts.
Yeah.
Who was the pitcher on the
My
Giants?
Buddy was on that team, and he said everybody was on Papelbon's side, even though he was a Jagoff.
Really?
I heard Papelbon's like a world-class cocksucker.
Yeah.
So I have not heard great things about him.
But that they were on.
Says a lot. But it was Harper versus that pitcher on the Giants. And Harper tried to throw the helmet, but it like slipped out of his hand. That was a good fight. We could just draft like sports fights.
Patrick Waugh, when he was the coach of the Avalanche, he was getting in an argument with Bruce Boudreau. And he like shoves the dividing glass and like breaks it. And like breaks it and like pushes the plexiglass like onto the Ducks bench. I think it was the Ducks. Either the Ducks or the Caps. And so that was Patrick Waugh freakouts. He's had a lot of freakouts actually over the years.
All right then. There you
and then
go.
The only other one. Do you guys think guy throwing shoes at George Bush qualifies?
Nah, that's premeditated.
That was premeditated, okay. Yeah.
I just love the clip. That's all.
It's a hilarious clip.
Dodge him.
You was premeditated to throw a shoe?
Yeah, it's like a big insult in that culture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you show somebody the bottom of your shoe, the bottom of your foot, it's a huge insult.
Oh, didn't know that. Huh. It's kind of like the North Korea middle finger clip.
Thank you, Chief.
There you go.
Nate, thank you. Go listen to Cracking Aces.
Thank you, guys.
You got any poker tournaments coming up? We should start doing that. Now that there's only baseball and hockey, we should start doing that Twitch stream we did a couple times where we played poker.
Yeah, Barstool Smitty is...
He's under the...
Well, you know, like he has his big feud with Game Time, so now he's making like Smitty Game Time. So it'll be back in due time.
Perfect. It's fun. It's like fucking mindless and people watch it and you can just do it from your couch at night, you know?
Thanks for the prep, Nate. It shows. I thought it showed through on the draft, and I'm not no shade to any former guests or anything. It's just you know there's a different respect level when the guest comes in with such preparation.
You're throwing shade at Big Cat right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh.
A little bit.
Ooh, you hate Big Cat?
I was not prepared today.
And this is a hard one to prepare for. This was the hardest one to prepare for that I can think of in a while.
I had good intentions on preparing. Things just didn't go my way.
I mean, shit went undrafted that could have gone, second, third round.
100%.
It was a very, very deep draft.
100%.
I think Tom Cruise on Oprah is like a landmark moment, and we didn't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was
Ellen.
No.
It was more like Happy Oprah. Freak, but it was a freak out. It's a freak out, right?
I don't know.
All right, Nate, thank you. That's it for today, everybody. We'll see you next Monday for 100, and then we'll see you obviously tomorrow and the rest of the week. We'll see you then.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.